Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons.
Welcome back to the program. This week, we focused more on DD Awareness Month 2025 with the theme of creating pathways to independence. This month, we aim to raise awareness and promote acceptance of people with developmental disabilities, which is our mission, Filling Homes' mission. We want you to see the abilities that we see in each and every person that we serve. There are plenty of opportunities to get involved throughout March, and here is an update from Tanya Wagner at Soaring Arts.
We currently have a junk food exhibit that will still be going on. It's at the Holgate Library through the end of March. Then on Thursday, March 6th, we're having an opening reception of our Made New exhibit. This is going to feature a lot of really cool crayon art and other upcycled art. It will be at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Holgate from 5:30 to 7, so join us that night for some refreshments, to meet some artists, and to see some amazing work. On Saturday, March 8th, we're celebrating with Tony Conti, Eric Gazinski, and Amanda Goheen, who have photography in the Toledo Photo Club's 37th Annual Photo Contest. This exhibit opens that morning. It'll be at the Secor Center at the Secor Metro Park. It opens that day from 10 to 4, and then it's open Saturdays and Sundays through the end of April. On Tuesday, March 11th, Teeny Raider is doing a class. She'll be doing a dustpan acrylic pour class. It's from 5:30 to 7. The cost for this class is $25. Moving on to Monday, March 17th, we're doing a book reading and small craft activity at Florida's Library for their after-school program. This is for children preschool through third grade. It's from 4:30 to 5:30, and there is no cost for that. On Friday, March 21st, we are participating in Challenge the Stigma. This event is held at the Bryan Public Library. For this event, artist Mary Cole will be screen printing her Williams County Courthouse design live on t-shirts. She'll be there from 4 to 7. There'll be other neat things going on that night too, revolving around accessibility and disability and different services that are provided. And Mary's shirts will be available to purchase that night as well. Then our final event for the month is on Tuesday, March 25th. That's at 5:30. We'll be holding a community linoleum printmaking class at Soaring Arts. For this class, you'll make 2 linoleum block print designs, printing 6 cards, and you'll get to take a stamp home. That's a pre-registration, and the cost is $28. So it looks like it's going to be a great month. Thanks for listening, and we'll hope you'll join us for some of these events. Thanks so much.
We invite you to learn more about Filling Homes, whether it's on social media, our website, shopping at Soaring Arts, having lunch at the Abilities Bistro at the main campus, or even reaching out and taking a tour. We are proud of the services we provide. We're proud of our staff and the people that we serve. A big thank you to those listening. Our community has heart. You care about people of all abilities, and your support of Filling Homes and all of our programs is something to be proud of. We can't thank you enough. We hope you'll tune in again next week for another This Week at Filling.